potholes and other road defects are an integral part of the daily urban experience. Beyond posing a threat to drivers and their passengers, they represent one of the impediments to the socio-economic development of a country.
The current condition of the road is increasing vehicle costs, travel time, and
as a result of the deteriorating road condition, motorists take 3 hours travel between Lilongwe and Kasungu, a distance that was initially covered in less than 2 hours. Economist Beth Apiri is adamant that the country's road infrastructure has affected economic growth.
If we do have a good road infrastructure, what it entails is that the social and economic development can flourish so easily, because the roads have a potential actually to stimulate the volume of trade, opening up of new markets, attracting more investors actually.
Accountability and Transparency Board is pointing out flaws in public procurement systems that enable bribery, allowing unqualified construction firms to secure major contracts.
We have seen contracts being awarded to individuals who do not have even a single machinery, a single company. We have also seen infrastructure projects that are of substandard simply because there was collusion between government officials and contractors, and the result is delivery of poor infrastructure projects.
In response to growing concerns about the condition of the country's roads, Minister of Transport and Public Works Jacob Hara has reassured Malawians of swift rehabilitation efforts. Against this background, the Construction Industry Regulator, the National Construction Industry Council of Malawi, NCIC, has upped its game, providing supervision on existing projects.
There are circumstances that lead to poor quality of infrastructure, one of which would be corruption. Some projects have actually failed at conception. The way the project is conceived, it is already a failure. Sometimes they fail at procurement.
The industry regulator has started issuing stop orders on construction projects that have breached contractual agreements in line with the National Construction Industry Act. Commuters say urgent actions are needed to fix the existing road network and ensure the implementation of the country's ambitions. Malawi envisions creating a multi-modal transport system by year 2063. One of the key components of the plan is to have well-maintained and upgraded roads connecting urban and rural areas. Chimwime Padata, VOA News, Lilongwe, Malawi.